nobody but Jesus.
Hope News. Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling. For fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Donna Sirimana. Israel has launched a major round of airstrikes in Beirut, targeting Hezbollah headquarters. Two people have been killed and 76 injured in the latest attack. Israel says its aim was to target Hezbollah headquarters embedded in a residential area. It's not known at this stage if the leader of the terrorist group, Hassan Nasrallah, is among the dead. Israel defense spokesman Daniel Hagari has defended the latest bombardment.
Israel is doing what every sovereign state in the world would do if they had a terror organization that seeks their destruction on their border, taking the necessary action to protect our people so that Israeli families can leave their homes safely and securely.
Meantime, in an address to the UN General Assembly, Israel's Prime Minister has vowed to continue action against Hezbollah. Benjamin Netanyahu saying there is nowhere in the Middle East that the long arm of Israel cannot reach. He's also taken aim at the General Assembly for its sanctions against Israel, calling the decisions anti-Semitic. The address is dampening hopes for a ceasefire in the region. New data shows the cost of childcare has fallen by more than 13% since Commonwealth subsidies started in July last year. The drop means many families are saving thousands of dollars a year. Early childhood educators will also receive a pay rise from December in a bid to tackle workforce shortages. An inquest into the death of West Australian man Josh Wernacki 14 years ago has wrapped up. The 21-year-old's body was found on the side of a Broome Road by a taxi driver in 2010. The coroner heard conflicting evidence as to how he may have died, saying it was unlikely that he fell asleep before his death, but the findings won't be known for some time. His mother, Ingrid Bishop, says she's confident that they'll eventually have answers.
I've met with Commissioner Blanche this afternoon, and the current investigation into the murder of Josh is ongoing. I'm exhausted. You know, I'm about to catch a plane and go home.
In other news, British actress Dame Maggie Smith, best known for her roles in Downton Abbey and Harry Potter, has died aged 89. To sport, as the losers of the previous two AFL grand finals prepare to clash today, both Sydney and Brisbane players are looking to utilise experience. The clubs have trained at the MCG ahead of this afternoon's clash. The Storm have secured their spot in the NRL grand final, defeating the Roosters 48-18 in Melbourne. Melbourne hooker Harry Grant says while there may be some celebration, they're focusing on the grand final. And Supercars veteran Tim Slade has announced he'll retire from racing at the end of the season. That's news and sport.
Hope 1032.
Hi, Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South Lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience and attention to detail. Let New South Lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
It's time for Christian Jobs Australia Jobs of the Week. There are fantastic jobs right now in Christian schools across Australia, including teaching, admin, finance, chaplaincy, and many more. If you're looking for a rewarding and exciting school or teaching job that shares your values, you can apply today at christianjobs.com.au or tell a friend who you think would be perfect for the job. You can apply for or view many more jobs at station sponsor christianjobs.com.au or on the Christian Jobs app.
Cabramatta West on Cabramatta Road west of Meadows Road. It's closed eastbound due to an accident. A crash at Penrith affecting your northbound run on Mulgoa Road at Ransley Street. At Linden on the Great Western Highway at Hepburn Road, a B-double's broken down. Left lane westbound's blocked. Erskine Park late finishing roadworks will hold you up in both directions. On Erskine Park Road at Lenore Lane. Shop collectible Camilla prints in iconic silhouettes. The famous Camilla online warehouse sale is on now. Discover beautiful pieces to love forever at camilla.com.au. Station sponsor, I'm Luke. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. We're right there with you.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling? Center of attention, you know.
Somebody praise God for that. and family. For the very air we breathe. For having everything we need. Won't somebody come praise the Lord with me? Yeah, can I get a somebody praise God for that. Oh, can I get a hallelujah? Someone say an amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy, praise Him. For all the goodness that He's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God.
Hype 103.2.
Yeah.
1032.
Uplifting you and infusing joy.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. Been so, so kind to me.
When I was your foe, stealing your love, fought for me. You've been so, so good to me.
Oh, you've been so, so good.
No shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me.
There's no wall you won't kick down. Lie you won't tear down. Coming after me.
There's no shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me.
There's no wall you won't kick down. Lie you won't tear down. Coming after me.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 1032 looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever comes to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Watch that fever climb.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Commuting from the Central Coast can be hard on the family. You want to make sure the kids are happy and secure each day. Station sponsor Little Coasties Kindergarten aims to provide a caring and positive atmosphere that creates a warm, happy and secure environment where children can learn and play. In fact, when we asked the experts what they thought about Little Coasties, they said... Visit littlecoasties.com.
What do you like to eat?
Chocolate.
Hope 1032.
So
1032.
Time flies by when the night is young. Daylight shines on an undisclosed location. Location. Bloodshot eyes looking for the sun. Paradise delivered and we call it a vacation. Vacation.
My heart is giving up. All my plans are broken. Your face is all I see. Oh, my world is falling.
of Money, Faith and Finance podcast has wrapped up. But here's the good news. Bonus episodes.
For you, including how to be smarter with money and your burning questions answered.
Hey, I'm Ben from the Money, Faith and Finance podcast. You can always share a back episode with a mate, rate, review it. Join the Money, Faith and Finance Facebook group. Almost 600 members. And Money, Faith and Finance podcast will be back. Season 6, real soon.
You don't need first aid skills until you do.
It's okay, I've got you.
Learn how to save a life from qualified and experienced paramedics with over 50 years combined experience. First Aid Every Day offers hands-on and hybrid course delivery, ensuring you walk away with the knowledge and confidence to treat all types of injuries and medical emergencies. Visit firstaideveryday.com.au to book and let's learn how to save lives together.
Station sponsor.
This coffee moment is brought to you by station sponsor Pablo and Rusty's Coffee Roasters. We source, roast, brew and serve delicious, ethical and sustainable specialty coffee right here in Sydney. Fresh beans, compostable pods, coffee concentrate and more delivered to your door. Order now at pabloandrustys.com.au. Use promo code HOPE for an exclusive discount. Pablo and Rusty's. Drink better coffee. Change the world.
You can't expect your kids to be the best at everything, but it can be hard not to. Hi, I'm Brett Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. Each child is unique. They have strengths and weaknesses, just like us. Yet too often we expect our kids to do more than they're capable of doing. For instance, parents who are extroverts may expect their kids to be outgoing as well, but that may not be their personality. Some kids are simply wired to be shy and introverted. These parents mean well, but the kids are getting a different message. They tend to think that there's something wrong with them and start to feel like a failure. Accept your kids as they are with their God-given personalities and fight the urge to make them into something that they're not. Teach them to discover their own strengths and their own interests. They will likely excel in ways you never imagined. For more on raising your family, go to families.org.au and check us out on Facebook.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
searching for answers, cause they're all so hard to find, cause I'm still loving you, baby. Oh, why you still loving me? Oh, 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 baby, don't you turn for the door. Is it you don't love me anymore? Tell me, baby, where did we go wrong? How did we lose a love so strong? What can I say to make things right? Baby, hold on, don't leave tonight. There's no reason why, but I should die. Don't say goodbye.
I was down on my luck, I was stuck, I was running around broken hearted. I was sinking so fast, I couldn't last, falling apart. And you could've run away, leaving me there in my shame, leaving me fighting my pain, but you made a better way.
Oh, oh, oh.
I've been showing me all of my life in a new light. Every step, every breath, like it's the first time. You could've run away, leaving me there in my shame, leaving me fighting my pain, but you made a better way.
Oh, oh, oh.
I've been
I've been saying goodbye to the sinner. I'm held by the Father above. No more Hope.
103.2.
Out and about with you, wherever you are.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of fun for little ones, with stacks of interactive play zones like the ball pool, play kitchen, pamper parlour, fire truck and farm. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. It's a world full of family fun for everyone. Come for a play or book a party at station sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe, Cullingford Court and Penrith Westfield, or littleamigos.com.
Did you know that God's most common way of speaking in biblical history is in dreams and visions? God still speaks this way today, but we don't always recognize it. The God Dreams course is a small group Bible study that equips you to hear God's voice in dreams and visions. With this 7-week video series, you'll learn to discern a God dream and how to understand their creative and mysterious language. As Jesus said, we can all recognize his voice and follow. Available now at station sponsor godconversations.com/hope.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Hope 1032.
Your hands higher, I know it's hard. Give me back what I've given, trust my heart.
You can trust what
I want. I loved him before you had followed me. Slowly we will come.
Hope 103.2. That encourage you through the day, plus the ones you know and love. Hope 103.2.
Messes you outside.
News. Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Donna Sirimana. Two people have been killed and at least 76 injured in another bombing attack in Beirut. Israel launched the airstrikes targeting Hezbollah headquarters. The aim was to kill the leader of the terrorist organisation, but Hezbollah says that's not yet happened. To other news, new data shows childcare costs have fallen more than 13% over the last year. The federal government says its increased subsidies are helping more parents access care. Early Childhood Education Minister Anne Ali says it's great news for many Australians.
A family on $120,000 with one child in care 3 days a week paid $2,140 less last financial year for early childhood education and care.
Victoria is reportedly preparing an emergency plan to combat a potentially catastrophic bird flu outbreak. News Corp reports authorities are closely watching a new strain of the disease. Scientists say it's causing havoc overseas and is now in every continent except Australia. Signs may be rolled out urging people to